Thank you.
Sentiments about working with this choir. They're phenomenal and it's been such a privilege. When I set out to write this piece, I had just come back from Paris, where I was studying counterpoint in a sort of rigorous in-depth study. Counterpoint, many of you probably know this, is the study of a sort of a mathematical way of moving lines and melodies that interact. When you get up into studying counterpoint, it can be much of a puzzle and present problems and solutions that are really mathematical in their proofs, and I really enjoyed it. But when I got back, I was ready to not do it anymore. And I wanted to write something more of the stuff of music, the passion of music. And I set out with my blank manuscript paper to write a rich, full chorus of wonderfulness, and as I hear Eric's piece, I think, well, that's what I wanted to write, something like that. But instead, what I saw emerging on this staff paper was something that was much leaner in its structure. It was efficient in its writing, and it turned out to be a synthesis of this mathematical technique that I'd studied and the passion that I so craved to put down on paper. And I was really happy with the result as it was in my head and couldn't believe it when I heard it live. I was really thrilled. It's such a pleasure to hear real voices sing, not the voices in my head, which are substandard. So this piece is dedicated to a very dear friend of mine who has taught me a lot about passion for life. I think as a composer, the most I can do is to share with you, the audience, what it means, in my experience, to be alive. And that's what I hope this piece does. So I'd like to thank Mr. Larson and the choir. It's just truly been an honor.